you. Thank you. This is a phase one computation herein for Zenro ADC number 257812. Mr. Romero is 36 years of age, and he is currently serving one sentence, and that is for manslaughter. And his call's number is 200-82086. And this is a 15-year sentence, and he's requesting a reduction of 4 years. According to information provided by the Department of Corrections, CSB is listed as April 19, 2023. His CSED is listed as July 30, 2025, and his ERC is listed as June 19, 2023. If the board granted what he has requested, his CSB would be that of November 25, 2019. I would point out the fact that he has justified the reasons, some of the reasons that he feel that he should be receive this reduction of 4 years, is since he's been incarcerated, that he has grown so much as a man, that he earned his GED, that he's married, and that he's responsible for his wife and kids. He did not have a criminal history, and I would point out the fact that this would be his first time appearing before this board. And I should point out that there are 4 board members participating in this hearing at this time, and they are the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Luther Lennox, and myself, C.T. Wright. He has had a couple of disciplines. The most recent one would have been November 19th of last year, 2018, and that would be possession of prison contraband, and that was a major. Then if we go back to June 19, 2012, he had another major, and that would have been for positive or refusal, and that was a major also. According to what I've gleaned in looking at his record, the offense took place back on January 26, 2008. At the time, he was babysitting for his girlfriend, and he was responsible for 2 kids. One he had carried to the church for some training. The other one, who ended up being the victim, was with him, and they went back to a residence, and at the residence, he carried the victim upstairs and for a shower, and he went downstairs for about 5 minutes, and when we returned, the victim was laying on the floor, and who had some serious health problems at that particular moment. And he carried the kid to the victim, rather, to the couch and attempted to assist him. That did not work, and so he left. So he put the kid in the automobile, in the vehicle, carried the kid. He and the kid went to the Catholic church where the other one was in training, and he still observed that the victim still had some problems, and at that point he did carry the victim to the hospital. However, the kid was later pronounced dead there at the hospital. He said that he felt that he did not, they had not had a problem before. However, they had a problem in the past. The kid had been carried to the hospital before, to the emergency room, before for a health situation. The mother of the kid was at work at that particular time, and therefore she was not present. However, in looking at her record and the record with the victim, she became a co-defendant in this particular offense. And as a result of that, he was eventually arrested and charged with the count of manslaughter. Romero was indicted on May 29, 2008. He was arrested at his residence on June 5, 2008, and declined to make a statement. On 10-2008. He was released on bond and under the supervision of pretrial services. And on August 24, 2010, at his change of plea hearing, his release conditions were revoked, and he was reported to the jail on August 25, 2010, in view of the fact that he did not take immediate responsibility for the kid and for the victim. I just don't feel that the sentence was excessive. To be sure, he got 15 years, but I think that in view of the way that he reacted and in view of the previous history that they had with the victim, that this sentence was not excessive. But I am prepared to listen to other board members at this time as it relates to Mr. Get his name right up tomorrow. Okay, I don't see any more. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry, I didn't look in that direction.
Okay.
Thank you.
I felt like, as I read that, I felt that there had been ongoing issues. There had been previous issues in the past with this child, and he had trouble with controlling his bladder, and I think there was some abuse associated with that. It was the impression I got when I read this. So I would agree with you. I don't feel like, based on continuing abuse, I don't feel the sentence was excessive, sir.
Thanks so much for putting that on record, and I agree with you 100%. I had the same observation. Any other observations, discussion, or questions? Hearing none, then I'm going to move that Mr. Barrow, whose ADC number is listed as 257812, that is not recommended, I'm sorry, is not, does not pass to phase two. He has not passed to phase two, and that is my motion.
Second.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, number he has to face two. Seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis and the Honorable Mr. Neal, and this will end this hearing. Thank you so much for your participation. Thank you, board members.